Okay, we're very happy, very excited to have Abuna Georgios with us. Abuna Georgios is serving in St. John Covina. I'm sure most of you heard about it, or maybe most of you have the magazine, St. John, that comes to your house. And just to let you know that Abuna has been serving for years. I don't want to tell you how many years, so, you know. But he's very, very, very young in heart and activities. But Abuna served with, I'm sure all of you heard now about Abuna Mikhail Ibrahim. And Abuna served with him and took his blessing and had great experience in ministry for so many years. So we're really, really happy to have him with us. And I want you to give not just your ears, but your hearts, so God would speak to us through Abuna. We're happy, and Abuna and Tasoni are here visiting us and blessing us. So let's take this chance. Abuna is going to be here also tomorrow in giving the couples meeting. Maybe after Abuna finishes, I'm going to tell you about the program, premarital counseling, and what Abuna does for marriage. But after Abuna finishes, let's hear his wise words now.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. I want to, by the grace of God, to speak to you about part of the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us open the Bible, St. John chapter 10. From verse 11 to verse 16. In this part of this gospel, our Lord Jesus Christ revealed himself as the Good Shepherd. And we want to compare between us as servants and the Good Shepherd. Our Lord Jesus Christ spent 3 years or more teaching the Jews and caring about them. Not only teaching or preaching, but also he was caring about them and their mistakes, and tried to put them on the right track. He tried to put them on the right track. Because the Jews in that time, they were scattered. They were scattered and without good shepherd. Exactly as was mentioned by the prophet Ezekiel in chapter 34. They are without good shepherds. They're very bad shepherds. And you can see how the Lord told them that you are without shepherds. He was teaching them by a power that was not like the scribes and the Pharisees. And this power made the people loved him. Even when the synagogue sent some servants to catch him, and some young men to catch the Lord. And the Lord was preaching, and they heard his teachings, and they didn't make anything, and they returned back without capturing him. And they told the leaders of the Jews, "We haven't heard somebody saying like this. He served with authority, and many people will attract you to him." This is very important when you serve the Lord. Serve the Lord with enthusiasm. Try to reach the heart of the people, that the people follow you and learn from your teachings. Many good things the Lord did, although the Jews didn't acknowledge it, but I want to say that he tried to be kind with everybody. The sinners before the good ones, righteous ones. The weak before the strong. And he was caring about every soul while he was preaching within these 3 years. Our Lord is a good example for all the servants. If you want to see how you are serving, try to look to the Lord himself. Isaiah prophesied about him. And if you go to Isaiah 42, from verse 1, you can see how the Lord did. He was caring with everyone, healing the sick, looking for the lost people. He was anxious to see that his kingdom is glorified on earth. He was caring about everybody. And if you look to what he did, he was different from all the scribes and the teachers of the Jews. The multitude followed him. And that's why the Jews or the leaders got envy from him. The leaders of Israel got envy from him. And all the people who heard him, they were amazed. They were amazed. What the leaders did. When you serve the Lord, remember that is not the easy way. Satan is going to gather many enemies against you. If they did this to the Lord, they will do it to everybody else. Everybody. Satan will use all his tricks to make you disappointed and you lose trust in serving the Lord. Lose your trust. Imagine our Lord Jesus Christ was caring about everyone in that time. The Jews leader said blasphemy against him and said, and they called many names. They called him many names. And that's why he rebuked them in a big chapter in the Bible, in the Gospel of St. Matthew. These leaders, they don't let, they didn't enter, and they don't let the others to enter. And they rejected all his message. Despite of this, the Lord used wisdom to lead the sinners to repentance. And we can see how he did with the Samaritan lady. How he used wisdom in communicating with her. How he praised that she said the truth. She said, I don't have husbands. When you see somebody weak, try to strengthen him. Somebody has no faith, help him. The weak, you have to carry them in your hands and to be kind, that they can see Christ in you. They can see Christ in your teachings and your behavior. And we can see from this verse that Christ gave himself for his people. Four important things from this part. You can see he gave himself or his life for the sheep as 11 to 13. He knows his sheep well. Knows his sheep well. Number three, he lays down his life for the sheep. Number four, he was not related to one flock. Four things. The first one, he gave himself for his people. He found the people are not nourished. He fed them. He fed them not like the scribes and the Pharisees, but differently. And that's why he told them, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. He fed them. He also enlightened the way for them. When you teach anybody, you must direct them to Christ. That is the food for us. Is the food for us. I am the bread of life. And through nourishing your kids, through taking Holy Communion regularly, they will change. The Lord is going to work with them. Number two, the Lord enlightened the path of people. He said, I am the light of the world. But in the same time, he told us, you are the light of the world. And that's why we must be like Jesus Christ. That the people will see our deeds and glorify our Father in heaven. Light. The sinners can't follow Christ, otherwise their deeds will be shown. They are walking in darkness. But we must, as servants, we must walk in light. Not only in the church, but outside the church, at work, at home. Don't be double-faced. That in the church, you are a good model for your servant and outside different. Mr. Jekyll, Dr. Hyde. No, this is not Christianity. We must be different. We must not be different between being at the church and serving inside the school, classes, and outside. And outside. Number three, the Lord gave us the living water, the Holy Spirit. And that's why when I reach the children, I can reach them through the Holy Spirit who is dwelling inside me. And that's why I have to pray before I start. Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit that I can be fervent with the Spirit and can teach others. Because without Him, I can do nothing. Without Him, I can do nothing. But through the power of the Holy Spirit who is dwelling inside me, I can do many things. Through Christ, this is what St. Paul said. I can do everything through Christ our Lord. And when you start to be like this, a fountain of water will spring from you, and this will lead you to everlasting life. Number four, the Lord said that He is a true vine. And He told us that you are the branches. That's why try to be attached to the true vine. That you are nourished from Christ and you can give. If you pray before giving the lesson, Lord, nourish me that I can nourish others.
Lord, fill me that I can fill others. I can give when I take from Him. Don't depend on your wisdom. Don't depend on your long teaching times. I was servant for so many years. Remember that every day ask God, Lord, give me. I can give. If you admit that you are empty, He's going to fill you. He's going to fill you. And you can fill others. How? When you are attached with the vine. When you are a branch of the vine, and nourished by the word of life. The word of life. And that's why the Lord said, He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. When I'm attaching, the branch is attached to the vine, you will see fruits from it. If I separate myself from the vine and depend on my qualifications, whatever it is, I can't give the right message to my kids. Number four,
There are many people who follow Christ. St. Paul. Let us take St. Paul as an example. He asked us to be like me, that I'm like Christ. And that St. Paul followed the steps of Christ. He considered his life sheep calls, not sheep. And in order to save the children of God, he despised even the death. And he wanted everybody to be saved and considered everything as a garbage, nothing. He was slain like a lamb for Christ. For every day I die for you, Lord. Can you do what St. Paul did? And this number one, that the Lord gave himself for his sheep, gave himself for his people. The second one, the second point, our Lord Jesus Christ, when he asked us to abide in him, how we abide in Christ? We abide in Christ when we do positive deeds and abstain from negative deeds. What are positive deeds I can do? The positive deeds that I must be nourished by the word of God. How many hours you spend per day in studying the Bible? The word of God. This is the light. Okay. How many minutes per day? Maybe you say hours too much. How many minutes per day you read the Bible? Remember that what David said, his delight is in the law of the Lord. Try to meditate in his law day and night. When you read the Bible, you must read it with joy. Exactly when you pray with joy. I love Christ, I want to speak with him. I love Christ, I want to read his words. When you pray, you speak to Christ. When you read the Bible, the Lord speaks to you. I need both. But the second one is important than the first one. When you pray, ask him many things. Yes, you may praise him also. But when you read the word, the Lord speaks to you. And this is very important, that I must have constant prayers besides my Bible readings, beside my constant prayers. Number three, you must have regular confession, or these positive deeds, regular confession. I can't say anybody can serve the Lord without having father of confession. Never. Never. Confession has three goals. Number one, I admit my mistakes to take absolution. Number two, I have problems in work and life in Sunday service, and I take solution for these problems from my father of confession. Number three, to be a disciple for your father of confession. Abuna Makhil Ibrahim was father of confession of Pope Krullus, was father of confession of Pope Shenouda, who was the father of confession of Abuna Bishoy Kamil, who was father of confession of many, many people, thousands of people. How he made many disciples. Many disciples. The same, when you sit with your father of confessions, you are going to take from him and try to learn many things from him. The grace of God, the experience, the blessing of humbleness, this will help you. And that's why you must consider that your father of confession will help you to become more mature and to grow spiritually. He will guide you and you are going to learn from a lot. Number four, you must be a good example in attending the church. Come early, stand in reverence, take Holy Communion. All your children will learn from you. When I take the Holy Communion, I'll be strong. You know, the priests who have the power to possess demons, they do it after praying the liturgy, after taking Holy Communion. They can't defeat Satan. They can't cast demons. You take, if you eat my body and drink my blood, I'll be in you. I must be eager to take Holy Communion regularly. Every time I am free, I'm the church, I have to take Holy Communion, that I will be strong by the power of Christ who is dwelling inside me. These are positives. Now, the negative deeds. We have to abstain from these negative deeds. The first one, don't walk in the counsel of the wicked people. Sometimes Satan misleads us. I'm going to teach him. Yes, I can speak with him about Christ, but if he tried to pull me away, to go in his way, I'll not follow him. I must be sharp in my words with him. Don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Those who are living in darkness, we are children of light. Don't walk with these people in darkness. Don't have fellowship with the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. From the negative deeds that you have to abstain, abstain the worldly lusts. The children of God must be different from the people of the world. You must be different. And you must not be like them. We must be different people. And that's why I have to watch myself honestly and try to please God and don't please yourself. Anything, think about it. This will please God, I'm going to do it. It will not please God, I have to escape from it. I have to escape from it. And that's why the word lust defeated many people and they lost. They lost their life and their service was not successful because there is something inside them. They blemish their reputation. They blemish their reputation. Don't be like the people of the world. We must be different from them. Number three, when you walk in this world, walk in the narrow gate, through the narrow gate. Many people die in the wide gate. But as we Christians, we must walk and reach for the narrow gate and walk through this narrow gate. It is narrow, yes. How it is narrow? And why it is narrow? It is narrow because you are going to control your needs or your desires. Narrow. I need so-and-so, but this is not right. And how I can do this? Because I'm not going this narrow gate by myself. The Lord will be with me. Maybe it is you are going to suffer troubles, temptations, or people may be doing or just making fun of you. Don't listen to them. I'm going to this narrow gate willingly and not forced. I feel I have to follow Christ. He said, follow me. And that's why I have to abstain from walking in the wide way and or the wide gate, but go through the narrow gate, as the Lord said in his teaching on the Mount, Sermon on the Mount.
Number two, this is how to be like Christ. Number two, God knows his sheep. Do you know your sheep, your children? I'm not looking that you know the names. No, this is to know the names. But to know their needs, their spiritual needs and their financial needs. Your spiritual needs and their financial needs. I remember when I was serving with Abuna Makhil Ibrahim, and he gave me the charge to take care of the needy people. And I have a list for university students who they are very needy, and I give them regular or monthly payments. And he asked me a question, and I put my face to the ground. Have you visited them? I said no. And I feel shame. And they were 24 students. I didn't visit any one of them. I just gave them money. I didn't give excuse, because once I started to serve the Lord, to serve the needy, then I must do it perfect. And he told me, "Ya Sidi, Ibn Fadlak, Zurhum, Waraf, Hegatum. Please, this is way." He always said to everybody, "Ya Sidi, please visit them and know their needs actually." I took it and I went to visit a medical student. He was living on the top of a house. When I knocked the door, his mom opened to me and they asked her, "Where is so and so?" She told me that he is sleeping. And she awaked him and I was shivering. "What's wrong?" He told me, "I am sorry, my mom washed the underwear, and because winter, it is not dry till now." "One underwear have?" He said, "Yes." "I asked you several times, do you not eat anything?" He said, "No." And the blame of Abuna Makhil, I remember it. And they said, "This is my mistake. This is my mistake. I have to know the needs of my people, not only their names, their needs, their spiritual life. Be friend for them. They feel that you are caring about them, caring about them. Very important to know your sheep. If they are weak, help them. If they are sick, look for them. You can, for example, one of them, poor people, and they don't know how to behave, or they need a physician or something like this. You have to help them and to take care of them. Care for the weak, strengthen, and be gentle to everybody. Try to care about those who are brokenhearted or those who are defiled by some sins. Help them. I tell you a story happened. One of Sandor school teacher in Los Angeles told me, "Abuna, a high school boy disappeared and I visited him and he didn't come. Can you call him?" And then told, "No, I'm going to visit him." And when I visited him, he was very angry. I asked him, "Why you are angry?" And he said, no, nothing wrong. He wanted to cover. I looked to the walls in his room. I found he put all the basketball leaders' pictures all over the walls. And then I told him, "Oh, wonderful. You like basketball?" He said, "Yes." "Oh, who is this man?" Who this man? And tried to speak with him. And then he told me, you are better than Sandal's teacher, because he rebuked me. What do you have in the walls? Put saints. Try to be wise. The weak people, they need help. Remember the Lord, how he spoke to the Samaritan lady. The Samaritan lady, how he was very kind with her. A big sinner and the holy. Whom I am, I'm a sinner also. Then I have not to rebuke these people who are young, who need encouragement. Encourage them and help them. Don't criticize them. Pray to know their people. Pray for everyone. I enjoy when I pray the liturgy that some of the school teacher, they send me a paper by all the names of their children in the class. All the names. I enjoy it. I feel they care about them. If they couldn't visit them all, but at least they remember them and put their names on a paper, I put in the altar. Very nice. That they feel they are in charge of these children. Everyone must be in your mind. Not it is just 1 hour service. That's it. No. Try to feel and to know what their needs always. If you can't visit him, at least call them. Call them. Especially in certain occasions. Happy birthday, my beloved Flan. That's it. Congratulations. I heard that you succeeded. He will feel that you are caring about him and you are a good friend for him. He will trust you even. Maybe he can't speak things to his parents. He will speak to you. And you find that there is something push him for repentance to go to Father of Confession. Many Sunday school teachers bring their children to me. Abuna, they want to confess. Because when they spoke with them, they were in problem and they want to take advice. And the Sunday school teacher brought them to me. Once one of them, I found that 15 boys came and said, take confession of these people. Of course, after midnight, but I enjoyed it. That the Sunday school teacher who was caring about them, he asked him, do you confess? No. They are about 12 or 13 years old. Now we start to confess. Come to Abuna. He is in the church. And caring about their spiritual life. Caring about their future life. The third point, the good shepherd lays down himself for the sheep. Lays down himself for the sheep. Sometimes we say, I have no time to prepare the lesson. I have no time to attend a meeting. I have no time to visit the people. This is not Sunday school teaching at all. I must know that you are caring about them and you can give your time. I'm not asking you to be like Abuna, that he gives all his time for the church and for his congregation. But at least, remember that there is certain time given to them. It will be holy time. Holy time in preparation the lesson. Not say, I give it before. I know it very well. No. Read. I told some of the Sunday school teacher, Sunday evening, prepare for next Sunday. And you meditate through the whole week. Through what I was going to give. Even you are giving the same lesson many times before. But try. God is going to give you more and more and more. And this is how to lay your life for people. That you give some time of your, some hours from your life to them. And you, at home, when you pray, remember them in your prayer. Remember them in prayers. Think about them. If somebody is
naughty or doing problems, put his name on the altar always. This is how you can give more than you take. Lay down yourself for the sheep as the Lord did. St. Paul didn't consider his life so precious to him till he gave himself completely to the Lord. Completely. He considered himself nothing. His life is for Christ. I lay down myself. Why? Because I love the children of God. Because I obey the commands of God. As a minister, as a teacher for the children of God, I must love them and I must obey the Lord's words. Remember how he shed his blood for our sake. Believe me, one drop of blood of Christ is more expensive than all the world. He did this for me. I'm a sinner. Then I have to give some time for my life to these people. I give some time to them. It is not lost. Don't say it is lost time. ناس كثير تقول لي ايه ضيعت وقت. No, this is not lost time at all. This is very important time. And God, he is going to reward you. He's going to, that you give something. God is gracious. He will never forget what you did. He will reward you many things. If you ask any priest, when you left your job and served the Lord, how much the Lord gave you? Thousandfolds. Believe me, thousandfolds. This is God is gracious. He will never be in debt. Never be in debt at all. You give one, he will give you 10. You serve his children, he will serve your children. This one. This is the Lord. You love him, he will going to love your children. This exactly. He will care about thing. Remember those saints when they were dying. He sent not angels, he sent many saints to leave them feel joyful when they leave this world. And when they are martyred, the Lord himself attend this wedding. Yes, wedding. As who? Huh? The first martyr? Huh? Stephanus, Stephen. The Lord attending the time. How? He served the Lord and he's going to be martyred for his name. Then the Lord came himself. And that's why in the Vesper we say to the Saint Mary, when my soul leaves my body, come to me. How you feel when you give your life to serve the Lord will going to help you. And we have to look to our Lord Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher, to our faith, how he accepted many sufferings for our behalf. Many sufferings. Huh? Sometimes when we serve the Lord, we found ourselves that we have no time for other things to do. Sometimes we can't give more to our homes because our time we spent in serving the Lord. The Lord will reward you. He will reward you. He is going to help you. Even you meet gifts an hour, 2 hours. I remember one of my children in confession came to serve the Lord on Sunday school, and he was going to take exam, medical exam. In Egypt, the medical exam is very, very difficult.
because they are going to be examined face to face. And there are two professors, and they try to put you in a position that you can't answer questions, especially when you are Christian. And when he came, I told him, why you came? You have an exam now, tomorrow. He said, don't worry, Abuna. I know that God will give me favor in the eyes of the people. Give you favor? Yes, yes. Good. According to your faith, the Lord will give you. And at the second minute, I asked what you did in the exam, oral exam. He told me, Abuna, he asked me a very hard question, and I couldn't answer. And I left my heart to the Lord. And suddenly, somebody came to me, please, there is a call for you. And he left. The other went to ask him, he asked a simple question. And he gave him A. He gave him A. Can you imagine? And he came to me, imagine, the man asking which I couldn't answer something. He was asking him in operations, and he was just studied, he was examining anatomy, completely different. And the Lord did miracles. The Lord will be never in debt. Give, he will give you. You give more, he will give you more. Give abundantly, he will give you also. As he laid his life to the world, when you serve, give time of your life to serve the Lord. Number four, not related to one flock. What the meaning? The Lord said this, that he has another sheep, not from this shepherd. What the meaning for me as a Sunday scripture? Some people say, I am a servant for the church. Good. And I spend time serving my children in Sunday school. Good. And I'm caring about them. Good. But what you do with your family? Are you serving your family? What you do to your fellows at work? Do you serve them? What you do to your friends? Do you serve them? They say the Sunday school teacher must be a teacher everywhere. I'll give you an example. How can be teachers at work? At work, yes. A Muslim guy asked a Christian teacher, I heard His Holiness Pope Shenouda, and he was marvelous. Thank you. And we are similar, we are the same. No, we are not the same. Oh. We have paradise, you have paradise. I don't know, but our paradise is different from your paradise. What is different? He told him, well, our paradise will be like angels. There is no marriage. We live like the angels, praising God, living peacefully, enjoying His kingdom, His glory. But your paradise is you are going to marry 70 women. It is different, right? And he said, oh, I don't think so. 70 women? Then he asked him, what you are going to do when you go to paradise? He will give you 70 women? I said, I don't think that is right. It is just a symbol. And then another one Most of one said, no, we are going to have 70 women. And they start to quarrel with each other. And then I ask him, sorry, I mean the servant told them, can you sleep with your wife in the mosque? He said, no, of course. How you can do this in front of God? The holy place. And after a few days, he asked the servant, can you bring your Bible? I want to read the Bible, but in English. And he gave him the Bible to read about Christianity. You can serve in your work. You can serve in work. You can serve everywhere. I tell you about Abu Mikhail Ibrahim. He was living in a street called Ahmad Rafa in Shubra near the church. And there was a Muslim shop, a man owned by a Muslim man. And when Abu Mikhail goes from the church to his home, the Muslim man spit on the ground and insult him. When he come back from his home to the church, do the same. If Abu Mikhail did this three times, he will take six times spitting and insulting. And once Abu Mikhail was coming with one of his students or his children from home to the church, and he walked and he came to this shop, and he looked to the man, and the man didn't say any word. And then Abu Mikhail walked for a while and returned back to him. Amma Mahmoud, I didn't took a blessing from you today. Are you sick? Are you sick? He said, no. But why you don't give a blessing today? From that time, the man respected Abu Mikhail. You can serve him outside. Outside. There are many stories about Abu Mikhail, because I lived with him about 18 years and I saw many things. He was serving outside the church. Outside the church. When he take the tramway, he served the Lord. Come out with that tramway in the station, and then he prays in front of people. Lord, please be with them as you have been with me. Let them go home safely with a loud voice. He didn't care about the people. He was serving everywhere. Everywhere. When he went to solve family problems, there was a butcher. He kicked his wife and his children. And Abuna Morris Dawood and Abuna Yohanna couldn't convince him to take the children back and his wife. And the man insulted Abuna Morus and Abuna Yohanna. And then after a while, one of the Sandus teacher went and he told him, I am the teacher of your children. And he insulted him. And he got nervous and came to the room where the priests were sitting, and they were sitting that time. And said, Abuna, this butcher insulted me and said bad words. Then Abuna Mikhail said, Where is he living? Abuna, you are old man. He's going to curse you and insult you. Why? He's an impolite person. He said, No, I want to take his blessings. And he went on the third floor. He knocked the door. The man asked, Who is it? He told him, Mikhail. Who is Mikhail? He's the priest of the church. Priest of the church. Go. I don't want to see anybody. Then no, don't open the door. I'm going to pray. And he was praying with loud voice. The voice of Christ. The voice of God.
quenched the fire. The voice of God quenched the fire with loud voice, and they continued praying for 15 minutes. And all the people of the house, it is multi-story, they were listening to Abuna. And just he finished the father's prayer, the man opened the door and come in. He said, no, I'm not coming. I want you to come in. Come out. And he gave him 3 matanyas. Forgive me because I am the mistaken person. Why? Because I didn't visit you. This is my mistake. Forgive me. And the man tried to take him up 3 times. And then, okay, Abuna, go and bring my wife and children. He said, no, come with me. And he took him and brought his wife and the children and told him, I'm going to have a cup of coffee with you. Of course, not a cup of coffee. He prayed in the house, sprinkled the water, and he was asking him why you have difficulties. Even you have problems, you must give outside the Sunday school children, everywhere, at home, good example, at work, good example, everywhere. The people will see your good deeds and they will glorify your Father in heaven. And they try to ask and fetch how you have this faith. And they are going to convert or return back. Or at least they are going to rebuke themselves about these mistakes. Believe me, you can serve everywhere, not only in the church. Their other flock outside, you can serve them, and the Lord can work with you in you. Let us pray that the Lord give us how to serve Him and to be a good shepherd for our Sunday school teacher classes, children, and also everywhere, and to be a good example that the people will see our good deeds. And the Lord will going to reward us for our service. And thank you, and maybe God bless us all.
I don't know what to say after this powerful word. I think it's really, really, really full, and it needs to be written down, to be digested, and to be said or heard over time. So really very grateful that God sent us Abuna today to give us this message. I have a meeting right now with the servants of the Arabic youth, and I think Abuna said 10 times more than what I wanted to say. So I don't know, maybe we can cancel the meeting now. We thank Abuna, we thank God for him, and we pray that God gives him health and strength and give him as an example and a blessing for many. Tomorrow is the Feast of Ascension, as you know, and there is a liturgy in the morning, 5:30 to 7:30 in the morning. In the evening, there's couples meeting for engaged couples or young couples or anyone. Everyone is invited. Abuna wrote a book about how to prepare for marriage. I think we have this book in the bookstore. No? We do? Abuna got us some copies, but it's a great, great book, and actually it's a series that Abuna gives. He just came from New York giving this series, and it's really powerful. So hopefully we can send you a link through the parenting ministry about this. And if you're interested in the book, it's going to be available soon. Right, George? Okay, good. Alright, if you have a group meeting now, we can conclude with a prayer and then split into different groups. The Arabic youth servants, let's meet upstairs in the balcony, okay, after we finish prayer. Thank you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Our Heavenly Father and Good Shepherd, we thank you for your presence amongst us this evening and for showing yourself to us, Lord, through Abuna, through his words, and through the example of Abuna Mikhail Ibrahim, and through the example of many faithful servants. You are truly the Good Shepherd, but you are manifested, Lord, through the faithful servants. Pray, Lord, that we become one of these faithful servants, become vessels, empty vessels, that you can fill us with yourself, that we become ambassadors, Lord, for you everywhere we go. Give us to fill ourselves, Lord, more and more from you in order to overflow and fill others. Give us to love you, Lord, from all of our hearts, to desire you, to be hungry and thirsty for you. And the more we have you, Lord, the more we give you. Give us never to serve of ourselves, Lord, of what we have, but of what you have and what you have given us. We thank you for your work amongst us, but we pray that you really fill us more, Lord, with yourself, and bless us with your presence, that we may, every one of us may be a blessing to everyone around us. We thank you for Abuna and Taswini, for their visit, for their love, for their dedicated ministry for so many years. Ask that you bless us, Lord, through their prayers. Give us to learn from their faithfulness. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. We ask that you bless us and let these words, Lord, abide in us through the prayers and intercession of our Holy Mother, St. Mary, St. Mark, St. John, and all the saints have pleased you since the beginning. When we pray thankfully, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through Christ Jesus our Lord, for in the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen.